Are you terrific, and I mean exceptionally great, at planning romantic dates with or for your sweetheart? Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Fraser, and welcome to this episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants, where we're going to talk about the importance of celebrating special occasions. And here we are. It's hard to believe, but we're in December now. How did that happen? I know, you think we would know days follow days, months follow months, and here we are in December, but it seems to have crept up this year. And this month, in every episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants, we're going to talk about sex, love, and holidays. I'm going to bring you some new episodes and one of my favorite previous episodes as well, about how can we cherish our romantic relationship in the midst of the busyness that tends to be our holiday seasons. Now, whatever you celebrate, wherever you celebrate, whether you're Jewish, Christian, non-denominational, agnostics, whether you dance naked on the ice floe under the solstice moon, you're my people. But even if you don't celebrate American Thanksgiving, I'm Canadian, I don't celebrate American Thanksgiving, but it was this previous weekend and it kicked off a lot of the holiday vibe, both at home and in the business place. People are a little more checked out, a little more in the holiday flow. It can be quite beautiful. It can also be a time where you and your sweetheart lose each other. Yeah. I mean, think about it. In North America and to a great degree to Western Europe and even other cultures that celebrate other beautiful festivities at this time of year, we tend to get very caught up in busyness, don't we? And the focus is often on family gatherings. If you've got kids, small or older, it's on your children, et cetera. None of that's bad. In fact, it's beautiful. But as a couples therapist, as a sex therapist, working with all the couples I get the privilege to work with, it is very, very obvious that in the holiday season, the December holiday season, the couple gets lost. Now, that didn't used to be the way. Did it? I want you to think back to your first few holiday seasons with your sweetheart. Now, my sweetheart and I met in August 2013, which means our first Christmas was only a few months later. Next week's episodes, I'm going to bring you one of my favorite episodes of all time, the sexy stalking episode. I'll record a new introduction for you, but I listened to it and it is so good. I can't make it better. So next week, you're going to hear about our sexy stalking challenge, and I'm going to issue that challenge to all of you. But for this week, just in general, the importance of cherishing your partner, of honoring celebrations, of making special events special. Here is quite simply what I mean. Do you celebrate your partner's birthday in style? Do you celebrate your anniversary of your wedding or your first date or your first kiss? My sweetheart and I have two anniversaries that are very dear to us. One is in early August. It's the anniversary of our first blind date, where I wasn't even looking for a relationship. I met with him because I was doing an article on online dating for a magazine. Yeah, I kind of used him. Well, 10 years later, here we are. And we also celebrate our wedding anniversary in early November. We also celebrate Valentine's Day. And I know you can roll your eyes at Valentine's Day, and I don't blame you. It's pretty much a manufactured, money-grabbing, cheap chocolate holiday. But what it can be, if you change your mind a little bit, is a romantic reminder to be romantic. Right to heck with the Hallmark holiday, but it's a reminder to wake up and treat your partner as the special person they are, which brings me to what I just said. What were your first few holiday seasons like with your sweetheart? Think back. What did you do? Did you rearrange and stand on your heads to spend Christmas Day together if you celebrate Christmas Day, or a few days before or after if you were immersed in family trips and two different parts of the country on the actual day or whatever? But I tell you what I do know. When you were dating and wooing and falling in love with your person, you made a heck of a lot more effort over the holiday season. You probably shopped more carefully. You probably did some romantic or sexy or fun gifts. You really thought about, how can I light my sweetheart up? What can I do to help my sweetheart feel important, cherished, and loved, to use this time as a gift of presence, not just of gift presence? Yeah, I mean, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, being present. We wooed the hell out of our partner in the early couple of Christmases. Again, you'll hear next week one of my favorite episodes about the sexy stocking challenge that my honey and I created together in our first Christmas and still do to this day. So I won't say more about that now, but I sure know I shopped carefully. I thought carefully. I got sexy things for him. I got sweet things for him. I got him something he really needed. One of the gifts I recall he gave me on our first Christmas season together was a set of really good chef knives, because we've been dating for 3 months. He stayed over. He's more of a cook than I am. And he knew I had really cheap, crappy knives I'd probably got from my grandparents' garage sale when I was in college or something. So that may not sound very romantic. Trust me, there was lots of sexy and romantic stuff as well. But it was really thoughtful. And it's something I would have never got for myself. And he said, I don't want you to cut your finger. We had a romantic, beautiful time. Think back. Do a thought experiment right now. How did you do then? And how do you do now when it comes to making sure your partner feels cherished, adored, important, and precious, just like they are during the busy holiday season? Okay, let me give you some tips right now. Right now in the Become Passion program, I'm working with this year's group of couples, and they've got a challenge I've given them. And there's a friendly competition with prizes. And it's a pretty simple challenge, which is to plan and execute a romantic holiday date with your sweetheart. The challenge is now yours, sex, love, and elephant listeners. I'll tell you what we just did on Saturday. I'm recording this on Monday morning. On Saturday, we were celebrating our anniversary in November, and we decided to kind of split the day. He was going to plan a surprise for the first part of the day, and I was going to plan a surprise for the second part of the day. We live about an hour from the city of Victoria, so we drove down to Victoria. He said, we have to leave at 12 o'clock and bring a bathing suit. Okay, small aside. My man's not so good at surprises, so when he told me to bring a bathing suit, I pretty much narrowed down what the options were. We're either doing a cold plunge in the ocean, we're going to some sort of spa or hotel with a pool, but it's a day trip, so probably not a hotel because we're not staying overnight, or we're going to do an isolation float tank because it's something we've talked about doing. We both meditate very deeply. The idea of doing one of those isolation tanks sounds intriguing to us. And I thought, if he's taking us to an isolation float tank for our anniversary in two separate pods in two separate rooms, that's not very romantic. Turns out he took me to a Nordic spa where you do the hot steam and then you do the icy cold plunge, the hot dry sauna and the icy cold plunge or bucket wash or whatever. There was a new spa that had opened in Victoria. I didn't know about it. We love to go to an elaborate Nordic spa up in the Whistler area, which is outside with multiple pools. It's one of our favorite things. So it was really sweet and romantic that he found a variation of that in our backyard. So we had a lovely 2 hours of hot and cold, sitting and dozing in between in the salt room or whatever it was. It was quite nice. And then we got all bundled up after our showers, got in the car. It was a cold, beautiful, crisp day, about +2 degrees Celsius. It was a full moon day. Full moon was starting to show in the afternoon light. And he took us to a beautiful coffee shop and got us takeout hot chocolate. We got in the car and we started to drive downtown. Now, he had a destination in mind. What it was, I found out later, is he was going to take us to the ocean and to the walk that we had walked on our first date. Our first date was a breakfast date. I intended to get in and out in 20 minutes, get the material for my article and move on. And instead, we had 2 hours of incredible conversation over breakfast. Then we drove to the ocean and we walked for 2 hours more. It was a 4-hour first date. And I only left because I had another guy lined up at noon. Just saying. So his intention, this is just 2 days ago, was to drive to that ocean. And we were going to walk and where we'd walked on our first date. Very beautiful. Except we got stuck in traffic and such a weird traffic jam. We're like, what's going on? Is there an accident or something? Is there a protest? What's happening? And then the penny dropped. It was the annual Santa Claus parade starting in about an hour. And we were unfortunately in the downtown core where they were starting to shut down the streets. And it was hard for us, you know, bumper to bumper, stop and go, three lights till you went anywhere. And we had the second half of our anniversary date planned. That was planned by me. And I had made reservations at a romantic tapas bar right next to a theater where we're going to see a play based on Joni Mitchell's songs, Beautiful Piece of Theater. We love going to the theater. So I'm like, oh, what are we going to do? We've got our reservation at 6. It's 4:30. The parade starts at 5:20. We can't make the reservation. I kind of want to do the parade. What do you think? And he says, let's be kids. Let's go to the holiday parade. Besides, we're in a holiday date challenge with all the couples in my program. So it was a heck of a time finding a parking place. We were laughing our butts off. I was able to quickly change the reservation, which was a total fluke on a Saturday night, to 6:45. We got out of the car. We got all bundled up. We walked down to the parade route. It was so delightful because it was a surprise to both of us. It was spontaneous. And have you ever been in that position where you're somewhere and there's something kind of tempting to do that draws your eye? And you think, I'd like to do that. And then you say, but we're too busy or we have other plans. Maybe next time. When would now be a good time? What happens when something's a bit inconvenient or it wasn't what we planned or it will take a little extra effort? Do we get lazy? We were teetering on the edge to say that would have been fun, but oh well. And when he said, let's be kids, we made the effort. We combed around and found the parking place, et cetera. And it was just delightful. He's taller than me. We were standing there. I was leaning back on him with his arms around me. We were laughing. Our hearts melted. Our hearts were so open seeing the little kids and the little dance troops doing their dance numbers dressed up in Santa Claus hats. I mean, it was not the Macy's Day Parade, people. There was a lot of businesses with a truck or a car with lights on it, et cetera, et cetera. It wasn't the most epic parade action in the whole world, but it was so heartfelt. It was so fun. And it started to put us in the holiday spirit. Now, I'm a Buddhist, and I grew up in a nominal, kind of vaguely Christian household. We have Christmas trees, and we might even go to occasionally to a Christmas Eve service. Beautiful tradition. I did go to a Catholic school, although I'm not Catholic, because it was a great school in our neighborhood. But generally, I practice love and compassion as best I can. So I love this time of year as a chance to give, to be generous, to give to other people, to gather with those we love, to cherish them and to be kind. It's not about all the presents and the wrapping and all the stuff. That can be beautiful too if it's heartfelt, but it's about showing up and loving. So I share that epic date we just had with you. So we were at the parade. It was really quite cold standing there. It wasn't that cold, but it was still cold enough standing there. We had a great time. We left. We didn't stay for the whole thing because we had to get to the tapas bar reservation. I had moved later. We got there. We thawed out over a beautiful tapas meal. Then we saw an incredible piece of theater and came home. And the day started with a sexy steam shower before we even left on our epic date. What's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is you must make love intentional. This is one of the main phrases I teach over and over with the couples I work with and all of you. Make love intentional. Your love affair doesn't take care of itself. You need to make passion a priority. You need to plan for thrill. You need to create ways to remind your beloved that they're special. How many of us, I certainly do, fall into complacency, fall into laziness, fall into old habits where we don't make our love a priority. I'm asking you this December and every week of the year to come to make your relationship a priority, because guess what, my friends? Like everything else in life, your fitness plan, your work, your training for your career or your academic attainments, it takes work and effort and repetition to improve and to be good at what you do. If you rest on your laurels tend to fall apart. So there you go. Couple of messages here. One is, we made our anniversary special 10 years later. Have you made your anniversary special this year? And at the top of this episode, I asked you to do a thought experiment and go back and think about, how did I treat my sweetie in our first two or three holiday seasons or Christmases or Hanukkahs together? Did I spend more energy taking care of them then than I do now? And your challenge is to make this holiday season joyful, compassionate, generous, but also make it about the two of you. Carve out at least one special holiday date. That is your challenge. I've described ours, our spontaneous Santa Claus parade. We'll have a few more. We've got a few more things planned. I live on the ocean on Vancouver Island, and this coming Sunday, they do the Christmas light boat display. So some of the boats from the local marinas get all gussied up in Christmas lights or decorations or the Grinch or Santa Claus. And there's a sail passed in front of our window. So we'll invite a couple of people over, raise a glass of bubbly, and watch the Christmas boats. What are you going to do? Let's sweeten the deal here. Let's make this a contest. We want to hear about your holiday date. Send us a little note at hello@drcherylfraser.com telling us what you did. Send a photo of you on your date. And we will pick a winner, and the winner will get a pack of Become Passion cards, beautiful cards with romantic and sexy messages on. You can write love notes in and leave around the house for your sweetie or give to your friends if their relationship needs a little jump start. And that brings us to today's Love Bite. Celebrate joy all year round, but during this holiday season, Don't get lost in the busyness. Don't lose the true meaning of the holiday season. Make sure to plan holiday dates, holiday specialness, and holiday connection with the one you love. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you really enjoy these episodes through the month of December. Next week, gonna bring you my favorite episode, but I'll record a brand new introduction for you about why a sexy stocking can massively improve your love life. Until then, I remain Dr. Cheryl Fraser. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants. But most of all, thank you for being part of this herd. If you enjoyed listening, please share this with a friend. And if you haven't already, I would love, love, love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review the show on your podcast player, because it really helps all the other elephants find us. If you have any questions or comments or maybe an idea for the show, or you'd like to be a guest, reach out to me directly at drcherylfraser.com, where you can also sign up for weekly Love Bites, science-based tips for creating love and passion that last a lifetime.